Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Real talk. Right now. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome
to you.
Can sip with us. You were really feeling that.
I never know if you're leading or I'm leading.
It's always just the same, isn't it? I mean, I feel like we're in sync. Synchronization.
When we do it, my heart races a little bit because I'm like, am I leading? Is she leading? Like, I feel like we're dancing. And I'm not a good dancer with another person. You know, have you ever gone salsa dancing and a really good salsa dancer takes you out on the floor?
Oh, and they're
doing things.
Yeah.
And then I just feel like a deer in headlights. Mm-hmm.
You're like, get me out of here. I can't.
Kind of how I feel when we do our intro.
Really? I always feel just like we're just doing it. You know, we're just flowing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're leading and I'm following then because you.
Yeah, I feel great.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
What are you sipping on?
I was sipping something. So we just recorded a Patreon episode. And now I'm running on empty. Maybe I could John Mates something. Let me see if John will bring me something.
Yeah, the John Service.
What
Express.
Are you sipping on?
I'm sipping on tea, Ash.
Tea. I thought I saw that. That's a great idea.
So this is good tea. I'm actually going to shout this out. So I have a childhood friend who started their own tea company, and they're based in Oregon, but it's a oolong tea. Do you like oolong? OOLONG.
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel like I know enough about it to like. Like I can't I'm not recalling the flavor profile. I feel like when I worked at PF Chang's, they had like some sort of peach or something oolong tea that was really good.
But
that's all I really know about oolong. What
it's
makes
like
it oolong?
Spicy and warming, but it's Full Leaf Tea Company is the name. So they have awesome teas. They have teas for like hangovers and all kinds of things. Milk teas. They have all kinds of teas.
Is this the different than the mom teas or whatever?
Yes. Different than the Bumble tea, the one I gave you, some of the ones I gave.
Yes.
Yeah. Different than those.
Okay.
Yep. But it's delicious and it's good. It's kind of a cloud. It's been cloudy for multiple days in a row here in Portland. So
how do you feel
good to drink that? Feels nice. I like it when I can go out on a walk and it be a little cloud cover and it not be hot and I'm sleeping great and the windows and doors can be open all day. I don't really like it when we have to run the AC. I get cranky.
Yeah.
So
if
I'm actually
in
hog heaven over here.
You're doing great. Yeah. You're really living. Yeah.
Really lovely. Great. Is John on the way with a delivery?
He has not responded, so I sure hope so. But all I asked for was water. So
you're divorcing him, clearly.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so I don't expect him to respond. I expect him to just show up. That's kind of how he is. He doesn't really, he'll just be like, oh, okay. And then he'll bring me water and he'll be here. So I won't know until you know. You know,
okay.
You'll probably see him at the same time I do. He won't say, okay, on my way. He'll just do it or he won't see it. I'm not sure. You know, it's up in the air. What was I saying? Oh, because my stomach, did you remember having gas or cramping or just digestive issues when you were pregnant?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There were way more stomach things than I thought.
Yeah.
I remember one time, and I don't know. Here I am telling you what to do. But carbonated beverages for me made it worse.
Really?
So there was a night I went out for a work event, and I drank sparkling water with lime because I wanted something a little more fun than just water, right?
Yeah.
And I was probably 11 weeks pregnant or something. And I remember in the hotel, I had such crampy feelings that I Googled, how do I know if I'm having a miscarriage? Because I thought I was miscarrying.
Painful. Yeah.
It was that painful. And one of the first things that came up was pregnancy painful gas. That it's just it's a thing.
For miscarriage?
And it hurts.
Or just in general?
No. Just in general. Mm-hmm. Just in general. It's very normal. And one of the things that it said was carbonated beverages can make it worse.
Oh,
and so I had just drank my weight in carbonated water all night.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I was able to pass some gas, it felt a lot better.
Yeah.
But I dealt with a lot of that stuff. And I was always scared because you're always scared the first trimester anyway.
Right.
And then there's all these things happening in your stomach that hurt. And that doesn't feel normal.
No.
But gas sucks.
And I don't remember this with Rev. And the other thing that's going on this pregnancy that my doctor was not worried about, but I'm spotting like every day, basically.
Yeah.
And she was spotted. Like, yeah. With like every day.
It's scary. No, but I spotted regularly, and that is very scary and very normal.
Yeah. She was like, oh, yeah, there's no, I'm not even worried about it. But that is something that I didn't happen with Rev that's happening with this pregnancy. It's so funny because they say like no two pregnancies are the same. No two babies are the same. They're all different. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be curious as it progresses, like what else is similar or if it's not similar at all.
And we'll know. Right? We should know in a couple weeks, like a week and a half. The gender.
Oh my God.
Because we're going to do that for whatever you said, first look or first response. Sneak peek. Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to do that. And we couldn't get in this week to see the doctor. We have a, because I'm only here tomorrow and then I leave town. So we have an ultrasound next Monday after we get back. And then they're going to do the test then.
Oh my gosh.
So then I think you can get it back within 24 hours or something. So then we'll know. And then it'll be really interesting to be like, if it's a boy, how different it is, or if it's a girl, if there are similarities or still very different, you know?
So you're doing the sneak peek through the doctor's office?
Yeah, I think so. It was on the thing there. It was like on their desk at checkout.
Okay. Oh, great.
And it said it was $90 or something like that, like which I thought was pretty affordable.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't think that's
I did it at home.
You did.
Which was a terrible idea because I almost passed out in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like I honestly can say I thought an epidural was worse than doing the freaking sneak peek test, which is just a finger prick in your kitchen. Or the finger prick was worse than an epidural for me is what I meant to say. Because I can't harm myself. Like it was very psychologically for me.
And you couldn't just have Chris near prick. You because he could.
Couldn't
so
have
he couldn't do
me.
It
yeah.
for you.
He could have contaminated the whole ordeal.
Which as it turns out, you were having a boy. So how could he have, like
he could have
he
contaminated
could have,
away.
Because
it would have been fine. Right,
because it would have shown boy. I guess the thing would have been that it would have shown boy when it potentially wasn't. Like it could have been a girl, but it was Chris's DNA it could have picked up.
Yes. So for the sneak peek test, their research shows that if you get a girl result, it is pretty accurate. Uh-huh. Like I think, and I'm not a sneak peek spokesperson, but I feel like it was in the 90% or so. It was high that it was a girl. And if you got a boy result, it was still a very high number, but it also could, there's a chance that it could be inaccurate because if there's any boys around you or any guy DNA like on your kitchen or whatever, if you didn't do the test perfectly, it could have been a contaminated result. So you got to keep the guys away, but it's better that you're doing it through the doctor because they're going to sterilize it all and do it perfect and you won't have to prick yourself.
Yeah.
So this is all a win-win and I can't wait to find out. Yeah, this is exciting stuff. We've got a special episode in store for you guys. This is a question we've been asked a lot about. Ever since we started this podcast, people have written in, sent us messages asking us if we could share what you need to know about how to have a kick-ass wedding. And I can't wait to talk
about
that.
Each brought
– this is finally the wedding episode.
And we each brought like five different things that we think are important to note. I think one of them are going to be this – well, we might have a couple overlaps that are going to be the same.
I know. I thought about that too.
Yeah, but that'll be fine. So we'll just run through that. Then we've got our two sips, right? Or what are we doing? Oh, no, we're playing a game.
I can't remember what we called.
Is it I don't give a sip? Is that what the game is called? Or like, do you give a sip? I can't remember what it's called either.
Well, we went on Instagram and we asked everybody to send us in the most random shit topics that they wanted us to talk about. Like random questions, random things. We call it random sips. I don't remember what we called it the first time. But we had so many that we saved some to be able to go back through them again. And I think we should do another Instagram call out soon. Actually, consider this an official call out. I want to hear questions that you guys want us to talk about, whether you want our opinions, whether you want our takes of like the most random things. I think that is hilarious. Like email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com, slide into our Instagram DMs, call us and leave us a voicemail. Our call information is in our Instagram bio, goes right to a voicemail. But I want to hear from you guys the most random things that we could talk about. So we're going to cover that today too. But let's dive into the wedding stuff,
Okay.
Ash.
Well, first things first, You always want to smell good on your wedding day, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you do.
So, I mean, have you ever had someone come up to you and say, you smell amazing, what perfume are you wearing? Well, of all days, you kind of want to be, I mean, you're hugging a lot of people, you're getting real up close and personal. So we've got a solution for you, because maybe I've also thought, I've heard from a lot of people, you want a signature scent for your wedding day. There are some people who buy a different perfume just for their wedding. Have you heard that before?
I have. And I wish I would have done that.
Yes, me too. Because don't they say smell, scent or whatever is the strongest sense tied to memory? So like it would just take you back to your wedding day. But anyway, mm-hmm. Here's what we've got for you. There is a little company called Scentbird.
With a T.
Scentbird. Mm-hmm. That sends you basically one perfume sample thing a month. And it's got, what does it have? 120 sprays in it. So that's enough to apply more than four times every day for a straight month. So you don't have to buy the whole big bulk thing, but you can kind of try before you buy and get a few different samples in. So you could subscribe to this service. And they have all the, you know, they got all the big ones, Tom Ford, Gucci, Versace, they've got all of them. So you can go check it out, and or if you don't have one, you can give them like notes that you like, talk, you know, let them know the scents kind of that you like. You can either pick or you can have them pick for you, and then they'll send you this and you'll get to decide, but you'll smell amazeballs on your wedding day.
Let me tell you, Ash, I want to smell great, but I don't want to put in the work to find perfumes I like. I don't want to have to go to the mall and try on 1,000 perfumes. So you can go on to Scentbird and put together a little curated tester pack to be sent to you, and it brings the perfume to you without the hassle. Find something you like, find something you love. I love having these little testers because they're not so little. They last forever. I've been spraying them on every day. Chris is always telling me I smell amazing and I had to do very little work. So guys, we want to hook you up
and get you 50% off your first month today. So for $7.50, you can get for $7.50 for your first fragrance, you just have to go to scentbird.com/sip and use our code SIP, SIP, for 50% off your first month.
Again, that's Scentbird, S-C-E-N-T, bird.com/sip. Go try your first perfume or cologne for $7.50. Sign on, smell amazing.
On your wedding day and all the other days. All right. So I was also researching while we were... Okay. So what it's called, I think what we called it was Sip Squad Sound Off. Is that what we called it?
Oh, yeah. Good job. Sip
Squad. I was looking at our past things with Chad. Okay.
Good job.
Because, you know, he always sends us that graphic. Okay. So let's dive in. So my first tip, do exactly what you want and F all the rules. I think way too many times we're trying to make everybody else happy on our wedding days and all the planning and stuff. And it's really your wedding. Like, it should come down to what you and your husband want. So if you walk down the aisle to whatever kind of music you want, if you want to do a first look, if you don't, if you want to sleep in the same bed the night before, if you don't, if you want to do traditional vows, if you don't, if you want, like, whatever, like anything that you want, it should be, it doesn't, you don't have to fit into some perfect wedding mold or do what your, you know, mom or dad or whatever would do. You get to do what you want to do. And I know that's probably easier said than done, but I think it's important so that you can look back on your day. And also I think it's important for guests that are at your wedding. I loved when people are like, this feels very you and John, right? Mm-hmm. Like it felt very, you can feel the bride and groom in the party. So that's my first tip.
That was mine as well. I said, first rule, break the rules. Do whatever the hell you want. Yeah. I mean, agree. I love putting gummy bears in my champagne. And so at our wedding, we had a champagne bar where we had different fruits and gummy bears. And some people might think that's tacky. I didn't. It was amazing for us.
Right.
It was fun. So I'm going to just yes on that. And I'll skip down to my next one. Everyone's different. We just told you to break the rules and do what feels right for you guys. And so you might value different things than me, but I'll tell you what I thought was money well spent on my wedding and what, if I were to do it again, I wouldn't spend as much time or energy on. for me, booze was a great thing to spend money on for our wedding. Yes. And really having a lot of that. We did wine, beer, and champagne and made sure that we never ran out. The venue, that was, oh, there's John.
Here he
delivering.
Is with the water. Thank you.
Good job, John.
He can't hear you, wow. But she said, good job.
Awesome.
See? Told you.
Oh, man. Can you send him here next?
Yeah.
Okay. A venue. We spent some time and picked a venue. You did the same, Ash, that kicked ass. If you get a great venue, you don't have to put as much work into decorations and other things. Mm-hmm. Also, music was a great thing to spend money on, especially if you want people to dance, just having a solid DJ. Some things I would
live band, either one.
Totally. Yeah. Things, if I were to do it again, I wouldn't spend as much time or money on centerpieces. I don't really remember what our centerpieces were. And when I think about weddings I've been to, I don't really remember them either. And I don't know why I stressed about that as much as I did. But centerpieces, little decorations, flowers, party favors. We didn't do party favors and I have zero regrets about that.
Yeah.
I don't really remember those things from other weddings that I've been to. And I think those are some things like little traps that you can just get stressed out about and you don't really need to. Just take the pressure off yourself. And again, if you value flowers, if you value centerpieces, great. Go have fun doing those things. But if you're feeling stressed out about it and you don't really care that much, just I challenge you to think about other weddings you've been to and what do you remember? Mm-hmm. You probably remember dancing. You probably remember enjoying the venue. You probably remember
the
drinking
food,
and you probably remember
alcohol, the vibe,
really being happy for the bride and groom. Mm-hmm. So those are the important things. Sometimes you need to just like pull back and recenter around what you value and then focus money there and not so much on the little thing, little trappy things.
I did not put this on my list, but this is a really important one. If it comes to either having a professional photographer or a professional videographer, 100% of the time, I think you should choose videographer, right? Did you put that on your list?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
oh,
I
shoot.
Did.
Sorry. Okay,
this
well,
is
then
great.
You can cover it later.
No,
but,
take it.
But I just, as
no,
you were
I'm
talking
not going
about
to. Where, this is
where
good.
To send, put your money. We have printed out a few wedding photos, but watching a video, I know a lot of people prioritize photography over videography, but taking a video takes you back to that day, brings back all the feelings. It's really happy. I mean, it is, it's a trailer of your wedding. You know, it's like a 4 to 8 minute trailer of your wedding. Plus then you get maybe some more raw footage or whatever. Yeah. It is the best. And I would say spend way less on a photographer because you can get, you just need a couple good shots, right? And I actually haven't done like anything with the majority of them. Like, I don't know if doing it again, I mean, I'm not telling you guys what to do in this because you probably should do all this, but I feel like you need a couple shots of the whole bridal party. I don't think I need, like, I haven't really done hardly anything with me. We have so many pictures of me with my bridesmaids and then John with his groomsmen and then all, and like, you just need a couple. And I feel like we spent so much time taking pictures that I would have rather spent partying with people. And the videographer catches all of that. So you're, they don't pull you aside. They get you in the moment. So you really get to make more memories instead of being, you know, pulled out or whatever.
And not to take this down a dark path, but we also did videography. It was Ashley who gave that advice to us. And I am, that was the best vendor, the best, one of the best decisions, best vendor that we picked. But we've since lost a beloved pet that was Annie, our wiener dog. She walked down the aisle. She was like our little flower girl, right? And we have video of that that I really treasure. We've since lost people. Like Chris's dad passed away. He's in these videos. And I value them way more now than I could have ever imagined that I would have. And so your wedding day is a day where everybody from your husband's side and your side and your friends are in one place. And there's very few times in your life where everybody comes together like that. And so to capture it in that way, we also did a video guest book where instead of people writing things like throughout the night, the more booze people had, they were leaving video messages for us. Watching that back was the best. And some people went back multiple times. You can hear the music in the background. And yeah, it really took us back to that day and we treasure those things. So I completely agree.
All right. So another one for me is I would really encourage you guys to do a multi-day. So this is kind of a 2-for-1. Do a multi-day event, some sort of destination. And it doesn't have to be far. Like Calls was just what? 3 hours away or whatever, 4-hour drive. But that weeds out people that don't necessarily really want to be there. Like, people aren't going to make the trip if they don't care about you as much as a couple. So I think have it be a little bit challenging for people to get to, so that you really kind of narrow that, like, the people that are there are the people you really want to be there. But also, I don't know how people only do one night weddings. I feel like it's the only time in your whole life, except for maybe your funeral, but then there's going to be people that have already passed before you that wouldn't be at your funeral. But the only time in your whole life that all of the people who love you and your partner that you're marrying the most are going to be in one spot. Even when you have a kid, it's not like you will never have that again. And I feel like you can kind of spread yourself too thin if you're like too much pressure on you to try to talk to everybody the night of the wedding, unless you have a multi-day event. If it's, you know, maybe it's two nights or three nights or whatever, and they don't all have to be hosted. Like, if you can't, if that's not in the budget, you could just say, hey, we're all going to go out to this bar, or whatever. We're going to go out for pizza on this night. And that way, not only do you get to spend more time with all the people that are there, but the other thing that was really cool about that was then people that guests at the wedding, they knew each other from all these different events. And so then the wedding was actually so much more fun because there wasn't these weird cliques. Everybody, it was all familiar faces. So I think a multi-day event for the guests to get to know each other and bond, but for also bride and groom to be able to spend time with all the people. Plus, it's just like, you know, make it the biggest celebration you can, because again, that'll never happen again. It's the only time in your life.
Yes, Ash, to all those things. I also would say delegate and outsource as much as you can. So I remember I really didn't enjoy wedding planning. I'm one of those people, like, I guess you hear your whole life, oh, you know, your wedding day, have you been dreaming of it? And I'm like, no, I haven't been dreaming of it. I don't have things that I've been waiting my whole life for. I'm not a fairy princess. Like, I just wasn't that kind of person. And it felt better to me to delegate and not have to worry about how are things going to get in the venue? How are things going to get out of the venue? A lot of times people offer to help. And we say, like, no, it's okay. Like, if someone says, can I help you? Yes. Write out a task list. Write out things that are stressing you out. And we had someone the morning of, like, go pick up. We were using flameless candles from the fire department, I remember. By the way, if you're in certain places in America, you can call the fire department and they'll loan you, like, hundreds of flameless candles. That was kind of cool. And this was in Bend, Oregon, where fire hazards are a big deal. But anyway, someone was like, can I help? And I'm like, yes, the morning of, can you go grab those things? Because those were little things that weren't quite covered by our wedding coordinator, weren't quite, you know, there's just a ton of things to do. So create a list of the small delegatable, that's not even a word, things. And when people ask, have something ready for them.
Yes. Good. My next tip is don't sweat the small stuff. I actually love planning so much. So I enjoyed it. I didn't have, I had a day of coordinator. And there were lots of things that on the day I noticed. So, like, I planned, I was really in the weeds with it. And I love it so much. I love, like, researching and figuring everything out. And then I gave them a very detailed list. Here's how I want this executed. And they fucked up so many things. Like, so many things were not the way that I wanted it to be. But I was the only one that knew. Like, even John didn't know some of the things because he didn't care about, like, where the banner was hung and how it was, you know. But it was – there are some things that were really weird. Like, they put my – I specifically was like – because my parents are divorced. So I had my mom with my stepdad and my dad with stepmom, right? And they – screwed that up and they put mother of the bride and father of the bride together. No. They put my stepdad in the next row back. And, like, it was all, so they might've known that, but other things, it was just minor. And it really, at the end of the day, it didn't matter because at the end of the day, the goal was for John and I to get married and to have a good time. So it's like, plan all the things and get help and whatever. But then when it comes to the day, don't sweat the small stuff. At the end of it, if you are married and you had a good time, then mission accomplished. And you're the only one that knows. So you being worked up over it only causes you. And then if your energy shifts, also your guests feel that. So
yes.
Yeah. Just don't sweat the small stuff.
This is my last one, a perfect tie-in. I remember being very stressed out about my guests having a fun time to the point that I Googled, how do you have a fun wedding?
Yes.
I think I've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. And the advice that I got on the internet was like, hey, dumbass, you can have a fun wedding if you and the groom have fun. Like, your energy is going to influence everybody else's energy.
Yeah.
And so on the day of, this is strategy. Focus on you and your husband. let everything play out how it's going to play out, because the only way that it won't go well is if you care
right.
about it, like care right. about things that might derail, to Ashley's point. So have fun, focus on you and your husband, surrender to the fact that the day is going to go how it's going to go. And you can 100% guarantee it's going to be amazing if you decide the morning of it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
And you just have a great time and roll with whatever happens, and you will have an unforgettable, amazing, fun day.
That was also going to be mine, because you said that before, but I figured that would be the one that we would be. So the only other thing I asked John, hey, we're doing wedding advice, do you have any? And he said, go to a barber, you know, but really, because he went to this barber in, we got married in Santa Monica. He'd never been there before, went the morning of the wedding after several, you know, Bloody Marys with his groomsmen or whatever. The guy was basically blind, couldn't see. And John hates all of the wedding photos because he hates his haircut so much. Like his nickname was Jiffy Pop John, which it makes a great story now, but it looked like he had just like a afro of like Jiffy Pop popcorn on his head or whatever. I don't see it as much, but he does. And so I guess extend that to, don't go to a new, you know, don't get a spray tan at a place you've never been before the day or the day before. Yep. Don't go to a new hair person. Like, don't go do, you know, get your eyelashes done the day of or the day. Like, do these things a few weeks in advance. Make sure you like the person, the vendor, whatever. And then if you like them, then you can do it for your wedding, but don't do anything new and crazy. And then maybe you'll regret all the photos or feel like you don't like the way you look, and pass it on to your husband. Even if he has all the Bloody Marys and he wants to go to a blind person to have him cut his hair, just let him know he'll regret it, you know? So yeah, that's it.
Cause you want to be fresh to death yeah. on your wedding day.
Yeah.
And let me tell you,
good one.
How else you can keep it fresh? HelloFresh is a meal that is kit a delivery service.
Killer tie-in call.
I thought so too. And I had it up my sleeve for like the last 30 seconds. And so I was kind of getting yeah. ants in my pants about like, it, but like up, trying Ashley, to keep it going. Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipe and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy, man.
I mean, we've talked about this before. We're going to just keep talking about it because for those of you who are still on the fence, hop off the fence. It yes. does all the meal planning, shopping, and prepping so you can just focus on a healthier you and a happier family, man.
Yeah. Talk about spending less time planning and grocery shopping. I'm the worst when it comes to meal planning. I buy things at the grocery store and it usually just rots in my fridge. I know when I get these delivered to my doorstep that I'm getting just what I need, pre-measured ingredients, easy to follow steps, that I can have delicious meals throughout the week without having to like overthink or spend a ton of time or waste food, quite frankly. And they're freaking yeah. good.
And they come together in 30 minutes max, all their meals, call for less than 2 pots and pans. And obviously with less than 2 pots and pans, it's minimal cleanup. Plus you can choose between classic, veggie, or family, and then the option to switch between. So like, you really can't go wrong. Again, yeah. like I said, if you're on the fence, hop on off, because not only is this the best, but we've also got an offer for you. You can get $80 off your first month of HelloFresh if you go to HelloFresh.com/sip80 and enter sip80
yeah.
at checkout.
Dude, Chris made this one yeah. the other night yeah. that was a pasta one, and it felt like we were at a really delicious like pot. It was really good, like James Beard restaurant quality. I mean, I can't promise. It was delicious, you guys. It was really good. Okay, that is HelloFresh.com/sip80 and enter sip80. It's like receiving 8 meals for free. You get $20 off your first boxes. Slam dunk.
First 4 boxes, yeah.
What'd I say?
Give it to me. You said first boxes.
Oh, yeah.
That's first 4 boxes.
Four yeah. boxes.
Just minor, dude. Just your first boxes. All right, guys. Okay. So hit that up. Now we've got Sip Squad sound off.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, born ready.
I did not pre-prep these, so we're going to rapid fire right. through these. Okay.
Hell yeah, we are. And how does this work again? You just say a thing and then we
answer it.
And then we just talk about it.
Yeah. So these came from the Sip Squad. So we went on Instagram a while. We said, send us the most random things. We got bombarded in the best way with random ass things to talk about. So I'm just going to plow through these and we're going to answer. Okay. Best board game. Go.
I like catchphrase. But is that a board game?
No. Isn't that like cards? Is catchphrase?
I don't play board games.
Okay, good.
Do you play board games?
Well, I feel like Irk
okay, Perk
is a board game.
Irk, yeah.
Irk, yeah.
Perk. Perk's the one Colleen and Chris invented.
All right, so there's it's this game Irk. Called Irk, but it's kind of an expensive thing to buy. And so for a while, Chris, he's an analyst, right? And so he made this paper version of it that we played, me and Ashley and some other friends played off of for years before we just like supported the company and bought the board. But it was pretty funny.
Wait, weren't you given a board? I mean...
No, we paid.
Oh, you did? Like the full meal deal? I thought you got some sort of discount and or then you got we, some...
No, we found one on eBay.
Truthful, Colleen.
We found one on eBay, but it was still expensive. And then we bought a board for my parents because we played with them so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have bought two
when
boards.
She says expensive, isn't it like $70 or something? It's like it's real like expensive.
Almost $200, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think it's $150. I mean, I'm not... I tend to over-exaggerate... Yeah. This is not one of those moments, but it's a beautiful, like crafted, and it supports a local coffee shop in Seattle. Mm-hmm. I think they give a lot to charity. They're,
And it's amazing. Okay. It's a really fun game.
I also really like Monopoly, and I don't play it that often, but because it's a real time investment and I get way too invested emotionally into it. And I also like Scrabble. Anyway, back to it. Best places to eat in Portland, Oregon. Just give one.
Oven and Shaker, get the spicy salami pizza. You will die happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would say pizza's amazing in Portland. There's amazing Thai food in Portland at Pok Pok. The fried chicken wings are so good. The
Pok Pok wings, yeah, bomb.
So good.
So good.
Best era, like, you know, 70s, 80s.
Right now.
90s, right now.
I mean, there's a lot of bullshit going on right now in the world, but I also wouldn't want to be alive, like... In it. Well, I don't know. I guess I was alive in a lot of these. I like right now the best.
Okay, but if you were to go to a party and they're like it's a themed party of a certain era, what one would you want for like clothes and like an 80s party, like a 70s party, 20s party?
50s are like flappers, right? That's fun.
Yeah.
What's the Great Gatsby era? Because I like sparkly things.
I think 20s, 30s.
Okay, maybe then.
Like Prohibition.
The roaring 20s.
Yeah. Yeah, like
fine. Because 70s done, that's hippie. 80s, everyone sees neon.
What about disco?
90s is just like crazy makeup, right? And like thin eyebrows and big hair or something.
That could be fun.
What's 2000?
What is 2000?
What is that? Bleach tips Bell and bottoms? Puka shell necklaces?
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Jack Purcell's.
Jack Purcell's.
I think I'd actually be super down with that. Like late 90s, early 2000s.
Like go back to our high school days.
Yeah.
And then
like
the
t-shirts with tank tops over them. You know, I always thought it was really cool. Doing like a white t-shirt.
That's coming
with like
back though, right now.
They all come back.
I see
all
people
the cool
do
styles
that.
Come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're looking at old photos of me and bringing my styles back.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have when you were in, I think it was when I was in middle school, where you dressed like a boy kind of? Like you wore really baggy clothes. I wore really, I think it was like a style to wear like really baggy jeans and jean shorts and stuff. Like long or like boys basketball shorts. And then we wore socks, like white socks to our knees.
Oh,
like
I wore
tube
those.
Socks and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was the bee's knees wearing
those.
Well,
you
socks.
Were.
Yeah. All right. How do you day drink without dying?
Wait,
we could do a whole what you need to know about this. This was
but
this
didn't
is just
we talk about this already? I feel like we did this, but
no.
Day drink without dying. Okay, pace yourself, know your limits. The worst way to day drink is to blow your wad early and just get way too drunk way too fast. Because then the whole point of day drinking is that you get a drink all day and you really ride the buzz.
Yeah.
But to ride the buzz, you got to pace yourself. So you need to make sure food is involved and you need to make sure you're hydrated and you have some water.
Yeah. Yep, I agree to all those things.
And don't be drinking some kind of drink that you don't know. Like if you know how to pace yourself with beer and wine, but you don't know what happens to your body with liquor, you know, have one liquor drink or something, but liquor in the front and poker in the rear, you know what I mean? But then don't do that. Stick to what you know if you're going to be doing all day drinking.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think you covered
Same.
All of it.
Covered
yeah,
it all.
Exactly what she said. Okay, this one cracks me up because it's very vague and to the point that I was like, maybe I shouldn't include this one, but I think I should. People who can't take a hint. That's all it says.
Like Uber drivers? Uber drivers who talk to you when you don't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, they can piss off. We are not fans of them. It is really frustrating actually when people can't take hints because you're just like, hey,
come on.
Homie. I'm not engaging with you, or you're like really tired and you want to wrap things up, and someone, oh, what about in like meetings? You know, in meetings and everyone's done, they're ready to go to lunch or they're ready to just leave the meeting, and someone, they're like, any questions? And then someone just keeps asking questions and you're like,
yep.
Hey, take a hint. We're all done with this meeting. Can you not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the other day when you were in the Uber and you're like, call, I have so much anxiety because you had that Uber driver who wouldn't stop talking to you.
It was the worst.
And I double dog dared you to ask when the app feature would be updated for the do not talk box thing.
Yeah. And if I felt too bad and I couldn't do it because he was so talkative, I couldn't.
And that's the problem with people who can't take a hint is they never are going to wake up unless we all band together and be kind, assertive, come from a loving place, but it's very hard to do one-on-one.
You can send text messages to them. Maybe we all just need to start contacting you and being like, please do not talk to me as we are driving.
Whoa, that's good. Very good. It's like passive direct. It's not aggressive. It's not passive. It's direct in a passive way. What do they call that?
Yeah. But like it would just be a normal thing. If it became a normal thing, then it wouldn't be a big deal. Like the first time someone gets it, they're like, whoa, who's this asshole? Yeah. But then when they're like, oh, okay, this is a normal thing, then it's fine. I mean, they just really need to add it to the app.
Yep.
Okay. You guys, this Uber driver was insane.
Here's a question. Okay. Someone says she loves like silvery pink hair, but worried what her job would think. Should she color her hair? Mm. Yes or no?
Well, if it's allowed, then yeah, because who cares what they would think. But some places do have policies. Like when I worked at Enterprise, you couldn't have like tattoos showing or weird piercings. I think you could have one earring in, but you couldn't have two. You know, I think their issue about your hair, you had to look a certain way. When I've worked in restaurants, your nail, like there's just things, right? Like you have to abide by their policy, whatever their policies are. But if there's no policy around your hair color, who gives a shit what they think? Yeah.
Don't put your job at risk. Like if you're worried about it, that's a sign that there might be something. So, you know, think about it, but trust your gut, trust your intuition. If you might be overthinking it, I think you'll figure out what to do. Okay, I don't think we're going to be able to give advice on this. How to be a step parent. Send help, so hard. Yeah, I think that's just really hard. I have zero experience with it. There you go. Agreed. I probably shouldn't have pulled this one.
I think stepmom, stepdad is probably the hardest job in the world. I don't
know
how you do it.
Absolutely. Just do your best and that's all you can do. We love you. Okay. Vanderpump Rules. Several people just wrote Vanderpump Rules. We like the show.
We love the show.
I didn't always love the show until really the last couple months.
Recently. It's so good. Brittany and Jax just got married. I'm excited. I'm sure that was recorded. Lance Bass officiated the wedding. So I'm sure we'll be getting a peek into that. It was at like a castle in Kentucky. So I'm very excited about all of the things. We did talk over on Patreon. I think it was on Patreon, right? Was that about net worth? Was that on Patreon?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
Their net worth is hysterical. It's basically like Tom Schwartz's net worth is $15,000. Like their wedding probably, like Jackson Brittany's wedding costs more than Tom Schwartz's net worth, you know? It's funny, but I'm still gonna watch their show and I'm obsessed. And when I go, I've been to Vanderpump, what's that? I've been to Sir, that's what it's called. Sir, two times that I've been in LA, and I went to Tom when I was last there as well.
Were they as cool as they seem on television? Like they have those outdoor
spaces. None of them were there. No, I don't think so. Okay. Tom was cool. I mean, it was tiny. It was like a shoebox. And I didn't love – I've been to Sir twice. I don't love it. It's very expensive. When we were in the lounge, that was fun. But I would not go there to eat again. I don't think the food is – I mean, the pasta. You'd pay like $35 for a pasta or something. Like it was outrageous, you know, just like your basic pasta, not like – So I just wasn't. Whatever.
They're taking advantage.
Plus, nobody's there. You know, if frickin' Lala was my hostess and Sheena was my server, I'll pay $35 for a pasta. But to have nobody there and the food to be subpar and the atmosphere to kind of not be anything, the show is much better than the restaurants. I'll say that.
Okay, good. And there it lies. What instant stereotypes come to mind when you think of certain regions of the United States? I thought this one was funny.
Oh.
So like when we think of the Pacific Northwest, what do you think is an instant stereotype? Hippie. I think like rainy.
Hipster. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Granola.
Yeah. People. Yeah. Yeah. Like granola. Whenever anyone from Oregon is cast on shows, they're always like, I remember on The Amazing Race, it was like these two people, husband and wife, that wore tie-dye and their jobs were beekeepers. That's always what it is. It's always like these weird people from Oregon. But yeah, it's rainy.
What about Southern California? Okay, wait. Yeah, let's do like Southern California.
Southern California is just like surfer dude, chill, laid back, but also
I think like plastic. I think conceited? A little bit.
Or like, yeah, like what's vain.
Yeah. What about East Coast? I think very corporate.
Very corporate.
Concrete jungle.
Fast paced.
Yeah. Okay. What about Florida? I think retired.
I think old.
Yeah. Okay.
Old and hot.
What about like the South? I think tornadoes. I don't know why.
Oh, you do? I think hot. I think country twang, like y'all.
Yeah. You know? And I'm thinking like Kentucky. And I guess like not, because you know, wherever like Tennessee, I think Kentucky, I think that tornado alley too. So even going up into Nebraska,
I don't even know what that
whole
means.
Area.
Midwest, I think laid back and like just simple.
Yeah. Porches. I think simple. Porches, like porch swings.
Porches and cheese.
Wide open spaces, big sky.
Maybe that's just Wisconsin.
What about Texas? Tex-Mex. I think Tex-Mex. I think like Dr. Pepper. Like I think
big
corporations.
I don't
really
think anything about Texas. Well, I feel like it's such a melting pot there. You know, like sometimes some places are really country. Some places are very hip and they don't sound like they're from Texas. I don't know. I feel like it's a huge variety there. It's like Texas is a melting pot.
What about like Illinois, Michigan, like higher up?
Mm.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, I kind of lump in with the
Ohio.
Midwest. And same with Ohio. But I feel like Chicago, Illinois, maybe a little different. I don't know. City.
Yeah.
I think
pizza.
Pizza.
For Chicago.
I also always think about the Rancics, Julian and Bill, just for Chicago. But that's not really a stereotype.
All right. Well, we didn't cover all the areas, but I think we did a pretty good job. Puppies versus kittens.
Yeah.
Puppies every day, all day.
That's not even a question. That's offensive.
Avocado toast.
Give it to me.
Really?
But it's got to be gluten-free now, which is so lame. But I love avocado toast so much.
I do too. And I want to kind of get past it because I get like tired of trends and it's just sort of everywhere. But I actually really like it. And I like there's this place that does avocado toast with like red pepper flakes on it and a drizzle else do they put on it? It's something
like
I
balsamic
can't
or something.
Oh, it's something like tangier than that. It's good though. Okay, Crocs.
Fine.
I think like for gardening, fine. But like,
well, yeah, not like for wearing out on the town.
No, wearing around the house. They're like indoor Crocs are fine.
No, indoor is fine. Yeah. Socks and Crocs are a no, but if you're at your house, anything goes at your home. There's no rules in your own house, but don't wear Crocs outside of your house.
Boy bands.
Over?
Yeah, I thought so, except Jonas Brothers are like really doing well.
They're touring
now. They're having a renaissance time. Yeah.
Good for them, man.
And Backstreet Boys are sleepers. They were, they're not really making a comeback.
They're putting everybody to sleep is what they're doing.
And they had like a number one hit this year. I don't remember what it was. Yeah. They came out with a song and it like went number one and then they went completely away. But I thought that was kind of rad.
Yeah.
All right.
One and done.
Someone said, I do pole dancing, like pole fitness. What are your thoughts? Would you try it? Okay.
We did try it.
At a bachelorette party, we did like a pole dancing workout. That was one of the hardest things. So
yes.
Like straight up
and
kudos
painful.
To you for doing it.
My skin was just like rubbing like scratching on that pole and it was really difficult. You got to be really strong. I want to be good at it, but I'm not.
No, me neither.
Lindy was good at it, wasn't she?
Great.
Lindy knows how to move her body.
Yeah. She was an exceptional.
She's a sex kitten. She listens. Lindy?
Hi, Lindy.
Sex kitten. Hi.
Favorite beer?
Well, you know, now I have to have gluten-free, but the gluttony, New Belgium gluttony is really good. I also like the Stone Brewing IPA. Stone Delicious is a very delicious one. My favorite thing of all time as far as beer is going to a brewery and I always get a sampler. Always.
Yeah, you do.
I can't do that anymore, but that's my favorite.
I love sour beers and I love dark beers. Like straight up Guinness, I love, but I love porters, anything on nitro that's a dark beer. And I really, really, really love anything sour beer related. Okay, this one's funny. Why are friends flaky, or do I need to find better friends? I think people can be flaky in general, but if you have people who are flaky on the regular, you need to find better friends.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, you're probably – not you. I'm talking about the person who wrote this question.
Right.
You're probably to some extent flaky because sometimes you think you want to do something and then things change. But in general, you should see through what you commit to doing.
Yes.
Okay. Boxed wine, yay or nay?
Yay. All the way.
You had a boxed wine.
There are some that are better than others.
Yeah.
Boda Box. Boda Box is really good. And we've also tried Black Box. Not as good, but I really like the Boda.
Yeah. I think I'm a nay on boxed B-O-T-A. Wine. I like the Boda that you've given me before, but not enough to like buy. I don't know. I think, but I also don't really like having bottles because I can't drink the bottles fast enough. Like not
right.
When we're podcasting.
Boxed wine stays fresher.
That's the thing that's appealing about it. Because Chris Chris likes wine, but he's not a big wine guy. And so I don't like wasting wine.
Right. Right.
All right. Like
if you open a bottle, it's kind of on you to drink it.
Best places to shop online.
Amazon.
Yeah. Same.
For everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Okay.
Groceries, clothes, house supplies, anything you need for your baby.
Yeah.
All of it.
Also, the thing that I appreciate is any of the shop services now where you go to shop and they like text you a code and then you put that code in and then everything's populated. Your credit card, your shipping address, anything that does that, I'm down for. Like where was I shopping? I was shopping for something for Ben and anyway, whatever. They're like, oh, can we text this to you? Yes, code, boom, bada bing. Didn't have to go get my credit card. Otherwise, easy, Amazon easy. All the way. But guys, let us share with you, tell you something else you need to shop for, which is great shoes.
Yeah. Rothy's, you know about these. I mean, everyone on the planet's talking about them. We've talked about them. Everyone on the planet. They're stylish, sustainable, comfortable. And I like how versatile they are. So Cole and I both have the camo ones and you can wear them with like casual shorts, jeans, you know, leggings, or you can, they're cute enough that you can wear them with like dresses and stuff.
Yeah. Dress these up, dress these down. They're perfect for life on the go. It is zero surprise to me that they have over 1,000 nearly perfect reviews. These shoes are perfect, you guys. They are the perfect shoe. They're seamlessly crafted from recycled water bottles. I think that is so cool.
Oh my gosh,
but you would never know it. Like they're ultra comfortable. As soon as you slip them on your little toesies, there's zero break-in period for these. I mean, you know, usually you got to kind of weather through some stuff.
Right.
You could put these on and walk in them all day and they'll be the most comfortable shoes you have ever owned.
And if you don't know if you like them, like if you get a style, so they have 4 different silhouettes you can choose from. Say you get one and you're like, maybe this one's not for me. They have free returns and exchanges. So no risk, no worries, no reason not to try.
And this is going to blow your mind. Brace yourselves. They're fully machine washable. So they are throwing the whole gauntlet at stinky feet. You'll never have to worry about it again. If they need a refresh, toss them in the old washing machine, okay? Mm-hmm, it's like getting a fresh pair of shoes every laundry day.
And who doesn't want that? You know?
Nobody.
Everybody does. Everybody. So, well, you guys do. Now that we've really told you about it, you guys do. So you can just check out all the amazing styles available right now. They release new colors and patterns every few weeks, so make sure you're continuing to check. But go to rothys.com/sip.
Go to rothys.com/sip. Get your new favorite flats, guys. ASAP.
Boom, boom, boom. All right.
God, these episodes go by so fast, flying. You guys. And if this is going by too fast for you and you're not on Patreon, we're having a blast over there. Mm-hmm. Like since the last time we talked to you guys, we've launched Patreon and it has been the most fun.
Yeah.
Like – yeah, it's quite a party. So
I mean, these episodes are great. It's funny because I've been seeing people that are like, oh, I wasn't going to do it, but then I broke down. And I'm like, why weren't you going to do it? And I actually asked somebody because she was like, I wasn't going to do it, but I had to. And I was like, well, why weren't you going to do it? And she was like, because I just thought I wouldn't miss anything. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're missing a lot of things. I mean, these episodes are great, but those ones are just fully unplugged. It's the real deal. I don't know. I have so much fun recording those.
Yeah.
Plus there's no ads. Like there's no agenda. We just kind of, it's literally just you and you guys hanging out with me and Kalski.
Yeah.
It's the best. That's actually my rave for this week too. It's not necessarily Patreon, but just, I know we usually do rants first, but
good.
Really it's just this podcast. Like, it's so fun. So I don't know. I hear all the time, like, and that girl that asked us a question. So we did our two sips over on Patreon, and she asked us a question about, you know, like she loves her job, but she doesn't make enough money. And I was like, well, just open up a side gig. Yeah. Like, this is the time to be alive if you want to open a side gig. And I feel like so many times, like, people, because I am an entrepreneur in my outside of podcasting too, I think people always like compare and they're like, oh, I wish I got started when you did, or da 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 da. I'm like, it's never too late. Like, we are starting this from the ground up, and it is so fun because we get to do this together. Like, it's like
the best.
Like, you guys demanded, the reason we're doing Patreon is you guys demanded more episodes, and we joke about that. It's like, you guys are asking us to just have more fun together. Like, hey, would you guys mind spending more time together and having fun? So it's like, fine. I don't know, just this podcast is so fun. It's keeping us connected. Like, mm-hmm. I feel, and we've talked about this, feel closer to you than I've ever felt, because we also, not only do I see you every week and talk to you like all day, every day, but we're talking about things that we would, like, I'm learning things about you that I never would have if we didn't have this podcast, you know? It's just really cool to dream together and, like, do that. It's just a labor of love, and it's so fun, and we love that you guys love it. Like, this podcast is a highlight of my life. It's so good. It's just the best.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's your rave. So I couldn't agree more. And CC, How to Make Someone Fall in Love with You, Part 1 and 2. Like, we did both of those episodes. It worked. Like, as if you couldn't fall in love with someone even more. But doing, because, you know, when I started this podcast, I was like, oh, we already have the maximum amount of love for each other.
Right.
But then, like, every episode, it's such a deep dive. And it's been so much fun to grow this together. But then also, like, with this community of really rad sippers who are just, like, kick-ass, amazing people, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the best. It is the best and so much fun.
Okay, why don't you do your rant?
I have a theme for my rant and rave.
Okay, then I'll end on my rant, I guess, after you do
yours. Okay, great. Okay. We'll end on a low note.
End on a low.
So, well, okay, so my theme, this is dumb. My theme is seats, okay? S-E-A-T-S. So my rant about seats is, and I'm seeing this become more of a trend in Portland restaurants. I don't know what it's like everywhere else. But the other day, Chris and I went to a restaurant. We had a reservation, okay, for like 5 people. We showed up 10 minutes early, and I couldn't wait to just have a glass of wine, to sit down and have a glass of wine. So we check in. There's nobody else in the restaurant because we made like an early reservation, right? The hostess greets us, and she said, I'm sorry. Is your you have a reservation for 5. There's just 2 of you. Or is your other party here? No, they're on the way. They'll be here any moment. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't be seated until your full party is here. Mm-hmm. Now, I get that on like a busy night, busy restaurant. You don't want to sit people that are just going to take up table space.
Right.
Right. If you could be turning that table over. I totally get the principle of that rule. But if your restaurant is completely empty, I begged. I was like, I will order 5 glasses of wine. Right. I will order enough food for however many people.
Right.
I'll give you cash. Like, what do I need to do to just be seated? Because their park, it's like, no matter what you say or do, it's like just toting the policy line. I'm sorry, you can't be seated till your full party's here. That is just bullshit when there's no one else at the restaurant, and it's such a power trip, and rules are meant to be broken. And so I just feel like sometimes common sense needs to override policies, and that's one of those situations. My rave is about seats, and that is reserved seats at movies. So this is also starting to become a trend. I go to Bridgeport Village for movies all the time. They changed it to where you can just buy your seats online and pick them out in advance so that you don't have the franticness of showing up, there being a line, buying your ticket. You can get great seats for movies that just released, so you're not worried about getting like right in the front where you have to like break your neck to look up at the screen. So I love that. That's common sense. That rewards people who are planning ahead. More of that. Thank you, movie theaters.
I like that.
Who are doing that.
Yeah, that makes me want to start going to movies. Whatever happened? So what happened? Did they not allow you to buy wine? Did they not Were you just SOL?
No, I had to sit like out by the stand, and you know, 5 minutes later, it was like my parents and brothers show up and we finally got seated. But it just was like, and this has happened a number of times.
Yeah, right. It's really annoying.
This is not just one time. This is like every time it happens, it makes my blood boil and it just feels like they're trying to exert power over me. I get very weird about it and I don't like it one
bit. Well, it is really annoying because then you're like, okay, I just have to sit here when I could be starting to order shit and give you guys money. I can be sitting and getting comfortable at this table. Why do I have to sit in your entry, especially if they were not busy? Like if the table's not ready yet is one thing, but if there's nobody in there, gag me with a spoon. That's lame.
I totally get it if it's a busy night and if it's a Friday and you could be just taking up space that could be going to someone else.
Right.
But if you have a reservation and there's no one else there, I mean, it just bothers me real bad.
Yeah. And I agree.
What's your rant?
All right. So I have a trip that I'm leaving on Tuesday for 5 days and I'm trying to pack. And I realize like when you pack for vacation, it's like you just throw all your stuff in, right? Like I'm just going to, okay, I got to get enough underwear, shorts, dresses, whatever. You just pack, you know. But when it's a like business trip and there's certain events, like they have things scheduled every night, then you have to meticulously plan to a T what you're packing and what you're going to wear for each different event. And it is very stressful. Because I'm also like, well, how am I going to feel? Am I going to feel? And also I pack towards like the end of a vacation. I like to YOLO on vacation. So like I got to pack loose stuff for the end of a vacation because I'm probably going to be bloated. I'm not going to, you know, things aren't going to fit me the same at the end as the beginning. Also being pregnant now, everything week to week, it's changing. It just feels very stressful. So a tornado has gone through my closet in my room. There is just shit everywhere. And I was like, John, the room is crazy. I got to go podcast. Don't worry, it won't stay like that. But it's just like, just the packing for vacation is,
oh my God,
it's daunting. You know, it's
well, it's daunting. And this kind of trip you're doing has a lot of considerations,
right?
Because you're in the spotlight. There's probably different types of events. There's probably different themes of events. You know, I have this one work trip every year where it's just a nightmare to pack because it's like you've got a certain outfit you're wearing during the day. Then there's evening things and then there's other little and it's just there's so many things I think women have to think too. Like outfits are not easy. And then you've got the personal stuff. I got to put on self-tanner. I've got to redo my nails. I've got to house my hair. You got to pack all that shit. And then jewelry coordination with all those different things.
And the shoes.
Is this hurting? Is this because now you're like in it and I'm like throwing all these things out there?
No. No, it all is resonating. That's exactly all of those things are true. I'm living it. I'm living it. And it'll be great once I get there. But this is also an event where there'll be tons of photos. So sometimes on vacation, you're like, you know, whatever. You don't have to like think too much about it. You just wear what you feel comfortable in. But on this kind of trip, you know, there'll be lots of pictures, lots of things documented for life. So I'm looking forward to the trip, but I'm just not looking forward to packing.
Well, it also feels good when you finally get to the airport and you check the bag.
Yes.
And you're like, ah.
Now I'm
something I gotta think about anymore.
Yeah.
So God. Well, I'm so excited for you and this trip. And the next time we record, it'll be after.
It will be in the past.
And so wow, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's a big deal, you guys. Ashley is being celebrated as the top person in a company that had 400,000 people doing the same thing, and she's the number one person.
So crazy.
It's insane. And she's going to be on a huge stage in a stadium, massive, like bigger than Taylor Swift.
Bigger than, Taylor Swift, international global sensation.
That's an inside joke. We thought
love for you to be a part
Ashley
of one
someday. Ashley and I are starting an LLC for this podcast, and that's
what we want
literally the name that we wanted to call it.
Yeah, bigger than Taylor Swift. Anyway, all right. How's Ben doing? He's settled down, hopefully.
He's settled back down. Yeah, Ben had a flare up. We were like kind of monitoring
to take a break for a minute, but we all survived.
He's passed out on Chris's shoulder, so we're good. Yeah, it is time to eat, but we're good. We are good.
All right.
He loves the pod. He couldn't possibly think about
disrupting. No,
you know,
he's an angel.
So.
Okay, well, love you. We love you guys. Rate, subscribe, review. Come on over to Patreon. Join us.
Yes.
Become a top shelf.
We want to hang out with you Fridays, too. Yeah. There's a new episode dropping this Friday.
Don't miss it. You guys to hear them. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Patreon.com/YouCanSipWithUs or the Patreon app. Search YouCanSipWithUs. Become a member. We love you.
You can sip with us always.
We'll see you next Tuesday. Bye. Bye. Want more you can sit with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast? We sign me up. Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.